Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. With a great deal of accuracy, I can predict the topics about which I'll receive a lot of emails by watching television and reading popular newspapers and magazines. In the last few weeks, there have been an increasing number of ads on television featuring middle-aged and older people talking about their very painful bout with shingles and encouraging everybody to get a shingles vaccine. The ads are placed by Merck, the drug maker, and when ads like this and campaigns like this are mounted, they're usually accompanied by aggressive physician education programs in which doctors are taught to strongly recommend or even coerce patients into taking a drug or getting a vaccine. So that's why I'm getting so many emails. And a lot of these are coming from people who are concerned about their older parents who are being told they really need to get the vaccine. So here's the straight story. After you get chickenpox, the virus remains inactive or becomes dormant in certain nerves in the body. Shingles occurs after the virus becomes active again in those nerves years later. Medical authorities claim that we just don't know what causes the virus to become active again, and I think the reason is poor health or unhealthy people being run down and susceptible. Risk factors include poor immune system and age. Previously, shingles occurred mostly in people over the age of 60, but that average age is coming down, as it is for so many things these days. But the risk is really low, particularly for those who are in good health, and there are risks associated with the shingles vaccine, which I don't think we have much conversation about. But the efficacy rates are really low. About one case of shingles is avoided for every 175 people who are vaccinated. And there are treatments that minimize the pain and speed up the healing, so all this should be considered before a vaccine is recommended. Another thing is that many of the people who are told to get the vaccine or get it have recently had shingles. And, of course, doctors capitalize on this being a painful condition. My gosh, you don't want this to ever happen to you again. But the efficacy rates for vaccination in the population of people who've had shingles are really terrible. A study shows that for people over 60 who've had shingles and been vaccinated, the recurrence rate was 19 cases per 10,000. For those who weren't vaccinated, the incidence was 24 cases per 10,000. In absolute terms, the vaccine provides a risk reduction of 0.0005%. Well, hardly worth any risks associated with the vaccination, in my opinion, and hardly justification for a vaccine that costs $200. Now, of course, a lot can be told about who is concerned about public health by going to the Centers for Disease Control website, which recommends the shingles vaccine for everybody 60 years of age and older, including those who've had shingles. So, ever diligent in representing the best interests of the pharmaceutical companies, the CDC does not disappoint in this case. But I recommend against the shingles vaccine because of lack of efficacy and some of the risks associated with the vaccine. So anyway, that's all for now, and have a great day.